tell us about the cake, but...
And so, the bad thought about it, I went to get to the front of the story, my sister, they cooked the cake, and it failed. I mean, it failed, sure enough. But they put icing on it, and all, so got to the school all rested to us, giggling about it.
Red dog.
Yeah. Just giggling. And I didn't feel good over it, but I couldn't help myself. And finally, this boy, Willie McCaslin, said, there ain't nothing wrong with that cake. I bet it tastes good. Mm-hmm. Well, I was encouraged. But that cake fell flat. But they poked game. Because I wanted less force to chill.
See, they just going to make fun out of you.
Yeah, my father was dead. He's been sick for years. He had TB. Mm-hmm. He couldn't get well. And we were doing the best we could, but they laughed.
Wasn't that awful?
But look what I've seen, and I've got upper man. I've seen up to them dragging.
Sure. That kind of laughed then, you could have laughed then.
And this boy, Willie McCaslin, was pitied the kid. He married, but he got a nice woman, left his wife, got a nice woman, nice man. Nice woman.
He must have been a fine fellow inside. He
must have been, he knew on the inside. He would agree with him, you see. And so, it's not good, the whole point, it's not good to make fun at a less fortunate person. When you know it.
When they're doing the best they can.
The best they can, but now somebody you know can do better.
Yeah, we're talking about just sorry, that's
what sorry. And so, that boy, Willie McCaslin, he didn't marry, he bought a nice home in High Spring, and I've been to it since he's passed. And his wife is taking care of it. God bless him.
Sure.
Then he passed with money.
Left his folks
home. And that other crowd did it. I know them all. They just went to the door.
See? Mm-hmm. Well, they just didn't have any human kindness in them.
Nope. Because they all knew the situation that I was in, how we come. We out there for us. We live further from school than anybody's going there. But they would walk it out. I was trying to get a little learning.
Well, see, look at you here. You sitting up here. You got a store and you a man of years and everything. They gone.
Gone.
That makes a...
Yeah, it makes a difference.
That sure does change things. Well, I'm just sort of interested in, you know, the old-timey kind of school, because nowadays they look like they spend so much time on buildings and, you know, all that. And I was just wondering now, did the children, everybody, in other words, it was just all those in Noble Hill, they went to that one. And then they had other community sort of schools all around. Is that the way they worked it?
No, they had one big, nice school in a community like Dover Hill.
Yeah.
And that's where all of them would go. I think out there the Clarks, well, it couldn't make anything. They tried to have a little school out there, but it didn't work. But all the major part of the school is at Dover Hill.
Mm-hmm. Did they have to hire the teachers? Do you know, did the teachers just sort of board around? Or
well,
did they just get paid so much a... You know, yeah,
Teacher's salary was very, very
good. Yeah, I know, just as low as it could be.
Didn't have, that's how come so many colored teachers in white, who were qualified, would have been double qualified, but they didn't pay enough.
That's right, they just couldn't afford to be
there. Couldn't afford to be there. And the same way at that time, they didn't pay enough, and they had all colored teachers in colored schools. And all white teachers in the white school, they had what, the forest school, there's a white community.
Yeah.
You heard of Forest School.
Yeah.
And of course they had all white teachers there. Mm-hmm. It was a community place. You didn't have it mixed up like they have now. Give them all a chance. If a colored girl or boy had enough education, give them a chance. And also with the white. But they all was separate. It wasn't mixed up like it now. And I won't say what I'm going to say. But the fun thing, if I had to vote now, then why I'd vote?
How?
It's like an old song, I'll go back home.
the sense
it's not doing good, you may not know it, but it's just not succeeding. They have a lot of trouble.